Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In 1969, Pope Paul VI removed St. Valentine's Day from the Roman Catholic calendar of saints. Dyron Doherty, assistant professor of religion at Pepperdine University's Seaver College, explores the salacious history of this holiday.
Valentine's Day has a very complicated history, shrouded in sentimental legend. We do know there were three Catholic saints named Saint Valentine. They were all martyred in the first 300 years of Christian history. Perhaps the most popular Saint Valentine was a Catholic priest who was subverting the Roman military by performing marriages in secret. Married men were less likely to go to war. While confined, Saint Valentine fell in love with the jailer's daughter, signing letters to her, "From your Valentine." This was, of course, during the days when Catholic priests could fall in love and get married. St. Valentine's Day was officially instituted a feast day by Pope Gelasius in the late 400s. It was meant to displace the Roman pagan fertility festival of Lupercalia, where lascivious love lotteries were fancied by young people. The church worked hard and long to supplant Lupercalia with the martyrdom of St. Valentine. During the Middle Ages in England and France, the feast of St. Valentine was associated with the mating season for the birds. Chaucer wrote about this in the 1300s. So why did Pope Paul VI throw cold water onto the history of this hot holiday? Is it connected to the celibacy issue? Is it the pagan roots? We'll probably never know. What we do know is this. The history of Valentine's Day indeed demonstrates the old adage that love conquers all, even after 1,500 years of resistance.
That was Pepperdine University's Dyron Doherty. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. These feeling emotions, they just keep me